Oh, folks. Thank you to Charlie for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02 and you're listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin, the Mascot Wedding Show. Coming up next with a special guest, but first we're going to hear, what's his name, Kid Cudi, featuring Rat-a-Tat and MGMT. This is Pursuit of Happiness. Mascot Wedding Show up next. Everybody, different bed music. Do you know what that means? Well, it should mean it's a Mascot Wedding Show. Radio is hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake, and very special in studio guest,
Jimena Estrada.
That's right, because David Hatta is on assignment, and he does have the bed music with him. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else's. Boom. You can also reach us at mascotwedding@gmail.com. You write it. I will read it on the air probably, but I will edit out your stupid filth talk and correct any of your misspellings in case you're dumb like that. We just heard Kid Cudi with Pursuit of Happiness from his album Man on the Moon, and that was featuring Rat-a-Tat and MGMT. I wanted to play a cover of that song by somebody named Lissy, which I heard this week and I thought was pretty good. And I even went in there and, see, I downloaded that one off of iTunes and cleaned up all the filth off there. Or no, excuse me, yeah, iTunes did it for me, but the Lissy one, I went on there and did it myself. And so it took me a little bit of time to clean up all the, get rid of all the Fs. And I, of course, forgot to put it on my little electronic music player. Called an iPod, I think is what the kids call it. So, smart move me. Which means you'll probably hear it next week. Okay. Enough of that. David Hatta, of course, is on assignment. And as for mention, we have in studio guest Jimena, who's like giving me the not a supportive look right now.
Well, you just talk a lot.
There's a lot of business.
You yammer.
There's a lot of business at the top of the show.
Quite the yammering.
It's a lot to get through. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Well, your yammering woke me up.
Oh, so you were sleepy beforehand?
I was.
Yeah, what'd you think of that song?
I think it's great. Yeah. I only heard Kid Cudi mention Rat-a-Tat. I didn't hear him mention MGMT on there.
I think they were just his background singers.
Like, you can't mention him?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he didn't want to give him a shout out. But I don't know. Maybe he said it, but he was like, I think
that's how he said it.
Kid Cudi worked on Kanye's last album in Hawaii. And as the story goes, when they weren't in the studio, a lot of people would go play basketball, but Kid Cudi would not. And so in my head, I pictured him as this big fat guy who didn't like basketball, but he's a slim guy. Go hoop it up, Kid Cudi.
Does he have an album out, a new one? How many does he have?
As far as I know, he's got two, Man on the Moon, Man on the Moon 2. I don't know. I don't really know a lot about Kid Cudi, to be honest with you. But there you go. Good stuff. So what's going on out in the Mascot Wedding Land? You know, I don't think the only callers we've gotten so far this year have been like kooks. Like, we haven't had, like, legitimate, like, we have a stable of callers not really showing up yet in 2K11. However, we got a lot to talk about today, including something called, we're going to be playing a game later, and we're definitely going to need people to call in. So, 472-5667, right? Yes. God, once again, that is so close to my own phone number.
Which is?
Yeah, you almost got me. Spooks me all the time. So let me see. What do I want to talk about? Oh boy! Did you watch the Golden Globes a minute?
I didn't. I don't really like award shows. I like to get on the internet the next morning with a cup of coffee and criticize the dresses, look at some red carpet pics. But I don't like to watch the actual thing because I feel like it's just it's an inside joke and I'm left out because I don't have money and I don't make movies and and I have no opinion according to them.
Wow, geez.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you took the Golden Globes personally like that.
So I don't watch them. What did I just say?
I guess so. I watched the Oscars the last time they were on, and it wasn't like a Mascot Wedding takes a bullet. It was something where like I watched it because I was like, oh man, I should probably watch this because it's probably like a cultural thing, and I should like you know, keep my head above water and know what's going on. And so I watched it and I definitely felt tricked. And so I think I'm good with award shows for about 30 years. And the Golden Globes are especially ludicrous because it's just, you know, there's all this talk of like bribery and payola. Because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, like your credentials for that. I think if you review a movie once or something like that, you're a member of the Hollywood Foreign Press. And they've long been accused of, of accepting bribes or something like that. But the other thing about the Golden... See, and there's a little bit of controversy, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversy wasn't that awful movies were nominated. Here's the thing with the Golden Globes. Like, the movies that get nominated for the Oscar, they may not be the best five movies of the year.
Right.
You know, they may be the movies that, like, people campaigned for or whatever. I mean, obviously, that one year that Dark Knight wasn't even nominated. They screwed up.
Totally.
You guys messed up. That movie was the best. But at least the movies that are up there and are nominated are at least good or entertaining on some level.
Yeah.
Like the Golden Globes like openly nominates awful movies. You can't tell me with a straight face that Burlesque was good. Yet not best movie, comedy or musical.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
And what else? Oh, The Tourist. Yeah. They joked about that The Tourist was nominated because they wanted to meet Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And I believe them.
Wait, is The Tourist the one where she's in it with Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
And he's in his pajamas the whole time?
They say Brad Pitt. Yeah. Johnny Depp. Yep. That was The Tourist.
Johnny Depp. Can we stop pretending like he's cool?
Yeah, I have. Well, why do you say that?
Well, just the way that he dresses. I feel like he looks horrible all the time. But people always, every time they criticize his, they don't criticize. They talk about what he's dressed like. It's like, oh, he's so quirky. Oh, that Johnny Depp has so much... You know, so much quirk, so much character. And it's like, no, he's horrible.
Just because Johnny, he dresses like he's in character as a art teacher at a summer camp.
Yeah.
Always.
It annoys me that no one can criticize him.
Well, I'm glad the show's finally taken a stand on something.
I know. Yeah. See, that's what I'm here for, to vent about the Golden Globes that I can't stand to watch.
Clean yourself up, hippie, I think is what we're saying. So the bit of controversy was that Ricky Gervais, who was the host, that his monologue or his jokes were like too mean during the show. Like, oh, too mean. Like he made fun of, as I think the Onion AV Club, he made the same jokes that like old hat on the internet. Like, oh, he sort of implied that a certain Scientologist was gay. Which I think the lawyers might even track me down. And he like made fun of Cher for being old, or that Hugh Hefner is old, and that The Tourist is bad or something like that.
What do you say about The Tourist? Do you know exactly?
I watched it. I don't remember exactly what he said, just that, you know, the only reason it was nominated was so they could, celebrities would show up. Or he's like, yeah, there's several, he said something like, I don't actually remember, sorry, but I think it was something like, yeah, there's a lot of great movies nominated, and The Tourist. But I watched his monologue later online, and I busted up. I thought it was funny. And part of the reason why it's funny, and here's the thing that I don't get, this is like, not the world's oldest story. Wow. Hey, welcome to Exaggeration Talk. I'm your host, Meg Blake. I feel like this is just a reoccurring story, like all the time. Like you get celebrities to host award shows and then you get sort of upset that they're like, you know, mean or something like that. Like, oh, I can't believe like Chris Rock criticized or made fun of that celebrity or something. And it's like, oh, hey, these rich people apparently have no sense of humor about themselves. It's like, what did you expect though from Ricky Gervais? I mean, you're like, oh, he's not going to make... In fact, I think during the promos for the Golden Globes, he was even saying something like, oh, I'm going to make fun of these people.
Well, is this controversy just this time for him, or does this happen every time?
I feel like this happens...
Or is people just especially sensitive to him?
No, in fact, I think that he can get away with more because he's got a British accent.
Ah, that is true.
I feel like that it's like, you know, that movie's crap, but it's like, oh, look, he said it like a smart person. But no, I feel like this happens anytime anyone hosts anything. They like make fun, like, you know, the that was just insane. The time Stephen Colbert hosted the what is that called? The press White House press dinner with
that was great
in front of Bush. Like, and then the next year they got that guy that just like does like, you know, the Jefferson rag, like that old dinosaur jokes are older than time itself. They're actually from a previous universe. That's how old his jokes were.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's impressive.
Spooky. Spooky, actually. But yeah, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe. And what's his face? Like Judd Apatow was going to like host this other award show. It's not even going to be televised. It was like the Producers Guild Award. And he was like, oh, he was soliciting jokes and talking about how, like, oh, Ricky Gervais is mean or something like that. Or that, you know, like, oh, he said something like Robert Downey Jr. And Ricky Gervais was like, oh, Robert Downey Jr., he's a frequent star of the Betty Ford Clinic or something like that. Which, by the way, this is like a Leno monologue. I think Ricky Gervais, obviously, I like him and I do not like Jay Leno. He made a lot of jokes about a lot of easy targets. You know, like saying that about Robert Downey Jr. is like, oh, wow, like, you know, that's... Let me dust off that old joke.
From what you've mentioned, I still don't know what would have caused controversy.
Well, the controversy, put that in quote marks. The controversy is that he was making fun of celebrities in front of them.
Well, isn't that... Aren't we used to that?
Wait, yeah, it's like he's a comedian. He's telling jokes. You know, Robert Downey Jr., for the crazy over-the-top lifestyle that guy leads. Like, man, I can't imagine being
but
that guy's
kid. But also, that's so tame, too, because that's so well-known. And it's not like it's some hidden issue, like he outed somebody or something. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's weak sauce. And then afterwards, you know, people are like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, everyone was complaining about it or something. And then Ricky Gervais was like, oh, yeah, who was complaining about it? Tim Allen, because I had drinks with that guy afterwards. He said it was fine. But he's also, the funny thing is, Ricky Gervais said, he's like, you know, if they don't bother asking me back, I won't do it again. Which it seemed that, because of the negative reaction that he got from, you know, I don't know whose handler or something like that, that, you know, it sounded like pouting on his part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to defend Ricky Gervais cause I had Ricky Gervais, but yeah, I don't, that's kind of ridiculous. I don't think that they should react that way to him.
There's a story, Jimena.
Go on.
About I believe it was like a turtle transporting a scorpion across the river. And then after they got to the other side, the scorpion stung the turtle. And the turtle goes, hey, scorpion, what the hell, man? The scorpion goes, hey, you knew what I was when you gave me a ride. I'm a scorpion. So you're asking this comedian to come up there and, you know, in fact, he had an entire show making fun of celebrities. And you ask this guy to, like, not make fun of these people who just, you know, these people who live in public.
Yeah.
And it's not like he was bullying them. You know, he's not like a paparazzi, like going where they, you know, they live. These are people that like came to this award show, probably get like a huge gift basket. You know, their dresses were provided for them just to be, I don't know, celebrities.
Did he say anything about Christina Aguilera? I'm curious now.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
Well, I don't know. But you know some stuff.
He made fun of Cher for being old.
Meh.
Why did he make fun of Christina Aguilera for just looking like some sort of
like looking like Hatchet Face from Crybaby?
She looks like it was a line from Scrubs. I think Elliot asked, which yes, I used to watch. Full disclosure.
Wait, why do you have to apologize about?
Because the last two seasons of Scrubs were just god awful.
Oh well.
And yeah, it's like, wait, Mac, how would you know the last season was god awful if the second to last one was? When you stop watching it, you would think. But once you watch a show that long, you just got to stick with it.
I understand.
It takes a while for me to realize shows are awful. I watched like Rescue Me for a little bit too long until I realized it was a bunch of jerks. I think Mac Brown said the same thing the other day.
At least you start out with shows that start out good. And
I thought
then
that
they
show did
go
start
bad.
Out good. And then, yeah.
At least you don't start out with horrible, horrible shows like Two and a Half Men.
Well, I mean, I'm not a monster. But yeah, this girl's puts on too much makeup. But she goes, do I look like a... do I look like a whore? And he goes, no, you look like a clown that caters exclusively to whores. Which
wait. Wasn't it the other way around? Do I look like a clown? No. You're right. Never mind. I was a confused.
It might be,
I know which one you're talking about.
I think the joke works the other way around, too.
Yeah. That's why
you look
why
like
I
a clown
confused.
That caters exclusively to whores? No, because...
No, it makes sense the other
why
way.
Would whores need a... whores need a clown, but they need it super made up. Doesn't make as much sense.
It's true.
But yeah, that's what I think Christina Aguilera looks like. Oh, the opinions on this show were fresh. Fresh opinions. Let me see. Is this a final? Oh, this song made it too. Well, I tell you what, that didn't need to be said out loud. It's just me muttering.
Yammering off.
So instead, take a break, play some music. We're going to play this band, TV Girl, off of their self-titled TV Girl EP. And this this little EP is currently available to download for no money on the Bandcamp. So just putting that out there. And this is If You Want It. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Oh, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. Entering the boss level, apparently. Hope you stocked up on extra lives. That stuff that they were just talking about Hornsby, I didn't know any of that. That was news to me. Folks who are listening to the podcast are like, what? Because I edit those things out. Because those are like local announcements.
Are you allowed to say that?
What? Oh, hey. What? I didn't even notice you there. Special guest, Ximena Estrada.
Hello.
Local sketch comedy superstar.
That's right.
And part of the extended Mascot Wedding family.
Correct.
Yes. Who's a special studio guest. My name is Mac Blake. We just heard TV Girl from a self-titled EP. TV Girl, that was, what was it again? It was If You Want It. That was, of course, sampling a Todd Rundgren song. If you know that Todd Rundgren.
How do you know?
Because it said it. It said it in the thing where I found it. The thing being the internet site. And if you know the name of that Todd Rundgren song, if you call up, I will give you tickets to go see 30 Seconds to Mars.
Really?
Yeah, we have some that we can give away, but I couldn't care less about 30 Seconds to Mars. So I like don't want to give them away. Some other show will. But if you know that, if you really like that band, Jared Leto's band, I believe.
Well, that's what people are going to like. I don't know if they so much like the band, right? Am I right? Or do people actually like their music?
I don't know. I know that I subscribe with my Google Reader to Terry Richardson's Diary, even though... Yeah, no, that guy's kind of super overrated.
Hmm.
But his, in terms of, you know, it's like all his photography looks like cheap porn.
Right.
It's like if you're a magazine's art director and you go, oh, I want a spread featuring Christina Hendricks, but I want it to look like cheap pornography. Who do I call? Oh, good thing Terry Richardson's number is in my Rolodex.
Right.
Or he's in my contact list. However, his diary, that blog, is a lot of fun because it's just pictures. But a lot of it is him hanging out with Jared Leto.
Hmm.
Weird. Okay, folks. We're going to play a game now, and we're going to need your help. So it was announced this week that Warner Brothers, is thinking about doing remakes of several of their catalog movies. One of them that was thrown around was, oh my gosh, we got a caller. This could be a disaster.
Uh-oh.
Hello? KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. Well, I know what record it was, but I don't know if I want what you're giving away. What is it you're giving away?
Who is this?
Nobody.
What's your name, caller?
No one.
I think I know what it is. Hey, Kristen.
Anyway, you want to hear the record?
Yeah.
You don't, I mean... That woman should know. She shouldn't say, how do you know anybody who's well-educated?
That woman should know. What's she's sitting right here. She could hear what
Oh, she's talking about me?
Yeah.
Famous record for double record from the 70s. That was Hello, It's Me. I mean, they've been saying Hello, It's Me, and it's exact.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much.
So what are you giving away? I don't know if I want it or not.
I don't think you do. 30 Seconds to Mars.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. It's a band.
Well, I'm not so... scoffingly prejudiced.
Oh, I am. Bleh, is what I have to say. It's, you know that guy in Fight Club who got beat up at the end?
No.
Or he was on My So-Called Life? You never saw Fight Club?
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. Yeah, give it a watch. Has the ending already been spoiled for you?
Hmm?
Do you know the twist in Fight Club?
Not really, no, I don't.
You know what? Here's what I want you to do, Kristen.
What?
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Maybe. Sometime this week, let's keep it at yes. Sometime this week, I want you to go watch Fight Club.
Okay, I'll think about it.
And you're killing me. What do you got? You can't get. Don't have an hour and a half this week.
Okay.
And then next week, call in and review it.
Okay.
And don't ask anybody. Don't tell anyone you're doing this, because then they'll poison you with their own opinions about that movie.
Okay, I won't do that then.
So keep it secret.
Okay.
All right, can you do that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, appreciate it. Call in next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wait. So what was she that womaning me for about?
She said you should know the Todd Rundgren song.
Oh, I do. I just don't want tickets to whatever Spaceship to Mars.
I appreciate you not saying it on
the
air.
I have it on my iPod.
KOP, you're on the air.
That
Hello, It's Me.
You know what you get for swearing on air, buddy? You get nothing! How dare you call in with that kind of toilet talk? Are you an adult? Can you not swear for 5 seconds? Ugh, we're done with this. I'm not giving the tickets to anybody. Because that toilet mouth ruined it. Jeez. How dare you do it on the show? How dare you? I gotta fill out a log later that says you did that. Of course, I hit the dump button, which is why you guys didn't hear it. Jeez. All right. Caller's on the line right now. I'm not going to give you tickets. I'm sorry. We are going to play a game, though. Oh, jeez. It gets me so angry when people do that. Can't you be an adult for 5 seconds on the phone? So Warner Brothers is remaking a bunch of movies, Amina.
Uh-huh.
And one of the movies, some of the movies they're talking about remaking are The Wild Bunch and Lethal Weapon. And to be honest with you, don't throw your stones at me. I have not seen The Wild Bunch. But I have seen several Lethal Weapon movies. And it's just sort of like it keeps in a trend of like, why remake Lethal Weapon? Lethal Weapon has got a super generic plot. Oh, there's a cop who's dark and moody. And he's a loose cannon, and they gotta like, you know, gotta make sure he doesn't go off the handle and kill somebody. Brr. And of course, like he's got a, you know, secret government past or something like that, and it comes back to haunt him and he saves the day. The only reason why that Lethal Weapon like stands well, I mean Richard Donner directed it too, he's an awesome guy. But like they sort of the chemistry between Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, I mean, that was like part of the attraction of that movie. Plus, you know, like Mel Gibson was, you know, up and coming as a star or whatever. So really, when you're trying to remake that movie, you're just trying to sort of like, you know, find that level of like charisma between those two actors. And you really don't like need that plot. You're just remaking it because like Lethal Weapon has a name cachet to it.
Right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the remake a movie game. You guys are going to call in 472-5667, and you're going to give us the name of a movie that should not be remade. Should not be remade. Like, you think that this is a bad idea to remake this movie. And we will honestly try and remake it by giving you, like, any sort of updates on the plots, like a new twist or something like that. Who should be in it? Maybe who should direct it?
This sounds intimidating.
See, now, if you give me an example, like, let's say if you're like, oh, what about True Grit? I would say True Grit was probably a movie that shouldn't be remade.
Right.
Because, like, what do you get out of the remake?
I don't know, but it was great.
But yeah, but it turns out you got an awesome performance out of, what's his name? Jeff Bridges. And I thought Matt Damon and that girl were all good. Right? But it's like, you know, like when you ask yourself, like, well, what do you hope to get out of the remake that wasn't in the original? But yeah, but True Grit was great. I would say, like, you know, so it's not necessarily a bad idea all the time. Because, hey, True Grit worked out awesomely. So if anybody could think of a movie, and don't, I was going to say, if you want to test me and give me one, you think a movie that should not be remade, I will try and remake it.
Any movie? Even like a one that's a recent one?
Recent
or does it have
one?
To be like, how much in the past are we talking?
It could be just, I will put no, what do you call it? I'll put no conditions on when it comes out.
What if I said something like There Will Be Blood?
There Will Be Blood. All right. So I'm going to remake There Will Be Blood. Okay, jeepers. All right. There Will Be Blood. I think you got to move it. Maybe you got to move it out of the past.
Okay.
All right. There Will Be Blood.
But and this is a remake, not a sequel.
Yeah, it cannot be a sequel. It has to be a remake.
Just clarifying.
Oh, boy. Well, let's say it takes place in the future.
There Will Be Space Blood.
There Will Be Space Blood? Yeah. You know what? There it is. You put it on another planet. You put it on another planet, and instantly, you take Daniel Plainview, make him a lady. I'm already on board with that. That sounds great. Well, more on that later. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, am I too late?
Too late for what?
For the tickets. Do you still have the tickets?
You know what? I decided not to do it after the last guy was a potty mouth.
I'm sorry. So when's the next time you're going to be giving away circus tickets?
Oh, I'm not giving away circus tickets. I was giving away tickets to go see 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, but you were just talking about that on the radio. You were just talking about how you're going to give away circus tickets.
No, I don't think that was us. What frequency are you listening to, caller?
Well, hold on. Did I dial the wrong number? 472-5567?
Yeah, you did. This is 472-5667. This is Co-op Radio. This is the Mascot Wedding Show.
Oh, so this is a radio station also.
Oh, what station are you listening to?
I'm listening to KROS.
Cross Radio? No, this is Co-op.
No. Wait, is this co-op in Austin?
Yeah, it's in Hornsby, Austin.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm out in Sunken Valley. I was trying to call KROS.
Oh.
In Sunken Valley.
Yeah. No, I mean, we our signal reaches out of Sunken Valley. Yeah, we're in Austin. Yeah.
Okay, well, do you have any circus tickets then?
No, I certainly don't. I'm sorry. What's your name, by the way?
Griffin. Griffin out in Sunken Valley.
Oh, hey, Griffin.
Hey, can I ask you something, Griffin?
Yeah, please. Ask away.
Well, what do you like about the circus?
Well, I just like that, you know, people can come together and just, you know, just experience each other. You know, just experience the physical act of love.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's the name of the... The circus, does it have a special name, or is it just the circus, or...
Well, it's not a special name, it's just, it's Grandpa Sweaty's Erotic Circus and 5K Key Party.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
So this is, when you say the circus, here's why I was confused, Griffin. Because, wow, nice reception there on the phone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No,
Milo, don't do that. Sorry, it's my son Milo.
Okay. When you said circus, I thought like animals and clowns and like acrobats, but you're talking about... Some sort
erotic
of
circus.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's acrobatic.
You know what? I don't need to know the description of the circus.
Oh, well, I mean, but you know, it's still for a good cause. That's why there's the 5K key party at the end.
The what?
The 5K key party, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a 5K fun run, but at the beginning everybody puts their keys in a big bowl.
Yeah.
And then the keys get lifted off by like a little toy helicopter.
Okay.
And it gets taken to the finish line. And then first person across the finish line gets the first pick of the keys.
Interesting.
Okay, but what's the good cause?
Well, the proceeds go to charity, but then, you know, we all feel good about ourselves afterwards, you know, when we experience the physical act of love.
Okay, yeah, all right. What, can I ask you something else, Griffin? I know you weren't trying to call the show, but what show were you listening to that was giving away tickets to that?
I was listening to the number one show on KROS. It's Oil Talk with Dr. Leather and the Submissives.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that name. What was it?
Oil Talk.
Oil Talk.
Yeah, you know, for lubricants.
Okay, all right.
Well, not the way you think, but just like, you know, for your leather goods and your vinyl.
Huh. Well, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, so I was hosted by Dr. Leather.
Dr. who?
Dr. Leather and his co-host, the Submissives.
Okay. All right. Well, then I think it is what I'm thinking of. What?
You don't sound familiar with the station at all.
You know what? I don't listen to a lot of KROS.
Yeah. Well, you should. It's Sunken Valley's number one station on the topics of Eros.
I thought it was. Didn't they used to be like a religious station though?
I think you're thinking of the Austin KROS.
No, I don't think you're allowed to
say Sunken Valley's KROS.
I think the Austin one was like KRRS. Oh, you're right.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Who am I calling again? What show is this?
This is the Mascot Winning Show. We're on Co-op Radio. My name's Mac, and this is Jimena.
Wait, how did you move to Co-op? I thought you guys were still on K-Eros.
No. we were never on K-Eros.
The Mascot Wedding Show?
Yeah.
The show for furries?
No.
Yes.
No, this is not the show for furries.
Wait, are you saying wedding as in like nuptials?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's the confusion.
Why? What's their show called?
It's spelled with two T's.
Ah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. And you're.
It's the show that features tips on how to.
Zip, bip, 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 bip. Zip, bip, bip, bip. I don't want to hear it.
Wait, can I just say one more word?
All right. But.
Solubility?
All right. Sure.
So what kind of erotic shows do you feature on?
We don't feature any erotic shows. Okay, huh. I don't know why you got that idea.
I'm sorry. You know, I just, you know, I guess I've been listening to KRO so much that I just think everybody has that sort of programming now.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised that you get that sort of programming that's not on, like, satellite radio.
Yeah, but you're still a community station, right? I've heard of Co-op.
Yeah, we're definitely a community station. Radio para la comunidad.
And you still take, like, submissions for shows?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Okay. Well, when do you do new submissions? I was thinking about submitting a show of my own to KROS, but they won't take it.
Oh well, what's your show about?
It's called 10 Items or Less.
Okay.
It focuses on people who are into scan play.
I'm sorry. People are into what?
Scan play.
Scan play?
Yeah. It's where I pretend I'm a scanner at a grocery store, and my playmates drag groceries across my nude body.
Oh, and this is oh my god.
That's amazing.
You do not encourage this. No, can I ask you something, Griffin? Is this I'm going to regret this. I'm already regretting asking you this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is that something you're into?
Well, it's not something I'm into, but it's something I'm good at.
How do you be good at that? And please keep in mind, this is keep it clean.
Let's just say I have the perfect body for scanning.
Interesting.
Once again, I hate that I'm asking this. What's the perfect body for scanning?
I'm very smooth.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I was right. I regretted asking. Wait, what?
I also have those dividing bars, so more than one person can be in line.
Wow.
Wait,
you deserve a reality show.
Don't. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
I should. Wait. You sound who? This is so. This is Mark and who?
It's Mac. It's not Mark.
It's Sally.
Mark?
I'm. There's no Mark. I'm Mac. And well, then.
Okay. Who's? I heard Sally. Is
yes,
that Sally?
That's right.
Sally, you sound pretty hip. What are you into?
Not scanning.
Not scanning. Oh, you should try it.
Well, that's okay. I'm very boring, actually. I'm not hip at all.
You should try it. We do a party on Fridays. I think you would like it.
Hmm. I'm washing my hair that day.
Oh, okay.
I'm into hair washing.
Well, we do it every Friday, and what we do is we until we run out of time until we run out of groceries.
Oh my God! Look, I had to press the button. You can't say that on air.
Right, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Oh my God! I gotta let you go. You can't say that on the air.
Okay.
That is disgusting.
I'm sorry. Well, listen. I guess Milo, get out of there. I gotta get my kid. Okay. Well, I'll.
Wait, you're saying you said that in front of your kid?
Well, he's a few feet away. He's playing on the pile.
The pile of what?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Oh my God! Jeepers. Oh Lord.
Oh, you get some characters in here.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to be honest now. I feel bad for teasing about that band and not giving the tickets away, so I think I will. So, hey, if you want to go see 30 Seconds to Mars, can you open that up and see when they're playing?
This whole thing?
Yeah. Because you know what? Somebody was generous enough to share these tickets with Co-op, and we appreciate the support. I shouldn't be knocking it. So if you want to call in right now, 472-5667, I won't make fun of you too much.
Oh.
When is it?
It's Tuesday, January 25th at Austin Music Hall.
Oh, so yeah, if you want to go see Jared Leto's band, you can call up and you can also, if you want to suggest a movie for us to remake, which I think we'll probably be doing in the next segment as well. But yeah. So let me see. We're going back to, do you want me to throw you one?
I don't know if I'll be good at this. I don't know.
Okay, let me see here.
I don't got the same skills you do.
I do got some skills with a solid stone cold capital Z. Remake a movie that should not be remade. Brr. See, I want to say The Godfather, but that's too hard because it's like there's like 20 roles to cast right there. Have you ever seen Taxi Driver?
Yeah, parts of it. I don't know it that well.
Yeah, let's chat up this impending victim. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, are you guys giving away the 30 Seconds to Mars tickets?
Yes. Did you call in earlier?
I just called now, yeah.
Just now, or did you call in earlier?
No, just now.
Okay, good. What's your name, caller?
My name is Derek. Derek Kinshu.
Derek? You didn't have to get a last name, Derek, but that's okay.
Okay.
So, you want to go to the show. Are you willing to submit to a Mascot Wedding ticket interview?
Sure, yeah. No problem. I definitely want to go to the show. I'm about to buy tickets, so, yeah, that's excellent.
Then it's on. Whoa. Like, we'll tell you. Is this how you go to a job interview? Do you instantly, like, what kind of job interview is this?
Okay. All right. Well, no. I mean, I'm kind of after that last little segment. I don't know. Exactly
all right. Derek. I like you, Derek. All right. Calm down.
All right. That's cool.
Just take it easy. I got a good feeling about this. So, Derek, what have you been up to today?
Just been cleaning my backyard.
Oh, yeah? Like, what have you been doing to your back? You've been mowing it?
We're getting ready to sell our house, so.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a headache.
No, not really. It's a nice day.
No, I'm talking about selling the house.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely a pain. But that's, got to do what you got to do.
Do you you got a weed eater? You edge of the yard with weeds?
No, I usually have that done, but
Oh, so you do you usually pay to have someone do your yard?
No, I usually have someone help me do it for free.
I loved how much you love that.
I don't have the money to pay people to do my lawn. That's why I'm having to sell my house.
Yeah, I mean, plus, come on, it's good exercise. Get out there. I hate mowing my lawn, but I would always do it. I wouldn't pay someone else. It's because I got pride. I got pride.
All right, so hey, what's the deal with the ticket?
Whoa, pushy guy. You got someplace to be?
No, I'm about to get to my destination here. So,
jeez. Well, I'm sorry. I'm holding you up, Derek.
No, that's cool. I can pull over and we can talk.
What's that?
Jeez. No, that's fine. Give me a second here.
Being bossed around here.
So give me some more questions if you need them.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you just so you like 30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah, I've seen them a few times. I really do like them.
If I wasn't familiar with the band, what would be one of their songs that I might know?
What their songs? Didn't hear that. My wife was singing it.
I heard
I
a little bit.
I sort of heard it.
Yeah.
How would you sell it to someone if you wanted to convince them that they're good and they should go with you?
To go to 30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah. Really apart from saying, hey, it has a lot of star power.
No. They're a real positive, uplifting band. You know, the songs have good messages, and it's upbeat, and it's good music.
I feel like I should check it out now.
Are you worried about their pro-Mars messages?
No, I haven't really caught the pro-Mars messages through the music. But, you know, and a lot of women think Jared Leto's cute, so, you know, that's something else.
All right, Derek, you got the tickets.
Cool, thank you so much.
So tell me, do me a favor and just hang on the line for a little bit, and I'll talk to you during the break.
Okay, right. I'll hang on. I'll hold on
the line.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to actually try to remake a movie game. But first, we're going to listen to the local natives. This is Wide Eyes. More Masco Winning Show after this. Oh, and we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. Derek had just called back in to get his tickets because I hung up on him. Because I do that all the time. Because I'm the best at working the co-op board. The best at it. What did we just hear? We just heard Local Natives with Wide Eyes off of their album. Oh, what is it again? Gorilla Manor. Good stuff. Good stuff from them. Boop. Okay, so my name is Mac Blake. And hold on a second.
And I'm Ximena Estrada, that woman.
That's right, that woman. And David Hotta is on assignment. And before we get out of here, if somebody wanted to call in and do the remake a movie game with suggestion, I know we may actually, you know what? Tell you what, let's save that for next week. I'm going to hold it over for next week because we didn't get a really chance to explore it because of my own fiasco.
It's not because I'm not good at the game?
No, it's because we ended up talking about 30 Seconds to Mars for a long time.
Okay.
But here, let me run this past you real quick a minute, and then we got to get out of here for the clear
All
spot.
Right.
I was on the Onion AV Club, which I frequently am. I like that website. And there was a link to an old article about memorable comic strip deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking about other comic strip. And it was talking about, like, oh, when Farley the dog died, and for better or for worse. I was like, oh, that dog died? And then there was one down at the bottom, and one it was Garfield. Because there was this comic strip series where, like, Garfield, like, they sort of hinted at that he died.
What?
And that, And that, it's like, well, it kind of puts, like, the rest of the comic strips in sort of a weird light. And it's like, yeah, it kind of does. The idea that, like, you know, everything else now has been some sort of, like, weird, like, afterlife for Garfield. But here's what we're going to do. Ximena, you're gonna be forced to play this game. I'm going to give you a comic strip character, and you're going to tell me how you would kill them off.
Okay.
Okay. Like, if we had to, if we had to kill off some other comic strip characters, and I'm not going to do any of the new ones. Like, I don't know any of the Pearls Before Swine characters.
Okay, you know that I'm not familiar with any comic.
You'll know these, okay. Yeah. Of course, you'll know these.
I know Garfield.
Garfield's on this list, but let's start off at the top.
Okay.
So you have to draw the very last Marmaduke. How would you kill off Marmaduke?
How would I kill off Marmaduke?
Yeah.
He's chocolate.
Eat some chocolate.
Way too much chocolate.
That's awful. Andy Cap. How would you kill off Andy Cap?
Oh, I don't know who Andy Cap is.
Andy Cap's that guy who wears a cap and like jokes about like fighting his wife all the time.
Is he? You can't see his eyes?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's British
and
has his own line of hot fries.
His wife kills him.
His wife. Yeah, you know what? That's actually pretty good. Hagar the Horrible. He's a Viking.
He sits on his hat with the horns on it.
And he gets an infection, which they can't treat because he's back in Viking
times. There you
times.
Go.
That's right.
That's where now, I was going with that.
This one's a little cheap because her comic strip's already in the ground, but Kathy. How would you kill off Kathy?
How would I?
I have one answer for that one.
Kathy.
I would answer.
Hey. Give me a chance.
Slowly would be my answer.
Well, yeah, no, mine would incorporate the slowly because she's an animal hoarder, has 48 cats, refuses to get treatment, and they eat her.
See, this is the thing, though. Now you're going off script. She's only got, like, a small acting dog.
Well, I didn't know you were a Kathy expert.
Well, it has to fit the comic strip a little bit.
I apologize. I'm not that familiar with her apart from her sadness.
Your other ones were super... Well, sad, there you go. How would you exploit the sadness? How about this one? How would you call Kathy? Easy, dies alone.
Fine.
There you go. I would have her stuck in a car, or actually stuck in an elevator.
And the next frame is just her skeleton?
Well, no, she's stuck in an elevator at work over the weekend, and no one discovers that the elevator's stuck until Monday, and then it takes them time to bring up the elevator repair. They have no idea that someone's in there when they open it up. Her bloated corpse.
All right, that's better than my
idea. And then finally, this is one's going to kill you, Jimena, because I know when you were a kid, you loved Garfield. How would you kill off Garfield?
Oh, man. How would I kill off Garfield? Lasagna overdose? No? No good?
What would that look like, though? Was it just his stomach burst?
Yeah. Gory.
That'd be disgusting.
You
know what? I liked Garfield a lot when I was a kid, so I don't think I'd have the stuff to kill him off. I would just have, him being happy, and the third panel would just say... It'd just be text because Garfield died.
Well, let me ask you this. So could it be, at the end of that one episode of Futurama with the Fry's dog?
Oh, you mean the most heartbreaking episode of television ever?
Could it be something like that where maybe John and Odie leave to go to the grocery store and they never come back and Garfield just waits by the window?
Why wouldn't they come back? Oh, they got into a car accident.
Sure. Or they just wanted to leave Garfield because he's horrible.
Well, they can't read his thoughts. He's not that bad.
Oh, that's true. See, I always... Never mind.
You know what, folks? That'll be an interesting topic for you at home to talk about tonight. You may proceed to talk about that. Hey, folks, we got to get out of here. Clear Spot coming up next for more information about side projects, past gigs, Jimena, myself, and David. You may visit mascotwedding.com. We are on iTunes. Yeah, just search Mascot Wedding for our awesome podcast. Anything else I got to say? I don't think so. Be our fan on Facebook, I guess. And after that, we're getting out of here. We're going to listen to the Cold War Kids, Louder Than Ever, off the album Mine Is Yours. Jimena Estrada.
Yay.
Thanks for coming in and doing the show today.
Matt Blake, thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. More on Mascot Wedding Show next week. Be up.